welcome back to a brand new episode of Tea with Janae. I'm your host, Janae Kirshner of Brooklyn View Photography, and I'm so excited to have you guys here. Tea with Janae is where we give real advice, tangible tips, and thoughtful insight about what it's really like to be a wedding photographer. So I'm super pumped for this week's episode because we're talking with Cherie Davenport, a Colorado-based wedding and elopement photographer who kills it on Pinterest. She is literally the Pinterest queen. She poured herself into learning the ins and outs of Pinterest and streamlined a process for ranking on Google and reaching her ideal clients. After 12 months, she tripled her income and was able to leave her full-time job, which is so incredible. So I'm excited for today because she's going to be sharing a little bit about how she did that with you guys, and I can't wait for you to listen. So if you liked today's episode, I would love for you to leave us a comment on whichever platform you're listening on. This will help new listeners find us, and I would appreciate your kind words. Be sure to visit us at www.teawithjanae.com to read our latest blog post, join our newsletter, and our super fun Facebook group. So grab a cup of tea and enjoy the show. Hey there, I have a quick question for you. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast but didn't know how to get started? Well, I've got some exciting news to share because our brand new online course, How to Start a Podcast and Share Your Voice, is live. Inside this course, I teach you how to start your own podcast, edit and produce your own episodes, get guests, become a guest, and I even share how to promote your show after it's gone live. I'm so excited about this course because I know that it works. The students that have completed my online course have felt so empowered and so inspired that within 30 days, they've launched their own shows, which is truly incredible. I'm so honored to help them follow their dreams, and I can't wait to help you guys too. So to find out more about this course, you can visit us at www.teawithjanae.com and click the shop button to find out more, or you can just swipe up and visit us in the show notes. Enjoy the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm so excited. I've got Cherie with me. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
I'm so excited that you're here. I can't wait to talk about all things Pinterest, and you're going to blow everybody's mind. So let's introduce yourself and tell everybody more about you.
Yes, awesome. Well, my name is Cherie Davenport. I am a wedding photographer out here in Colorado, and I, of course, do elopements as well because it's Colorado. I started my business actually as kind of a hobbyist back in 2008 and kind of played around with photography. And then I shot my first wedding in 2010 and I completely fell in love with it. But I was, you know, on track to go to college. So I went to school for elementary education of all things. And yeah. I ended up having a baby boy in 2011. And so stopped college for a bit and ended up really pouring myself into learning the business side of things since I had already gotten the art side of things down. And I, you know, was working this corporate job in IT and building my wedding photography business and trying to figure out, you know, the best and the cheapest way to market that. And about a year ago, I started pouring a lot of time and attention into Pinterest, and my business really took off. I tripled my income in a year, and I was able to leave my corporate job as a single mom, which is something that a lot of people don't get to say. So it's been a really interesting and exciting journey, but it's That's where I am now.
Yeah, that's awesome. I forgot that we have the IT background in common. We're both IT nerds before we
Yes.
moved to our true love, which was photography. So that's awesome. So
Yeah.
I'm so pumped to have you on the podcast because I feel like Pinterest is an area that is like a gray area for photographers, and we're and include myself included, like we're not really using it to its best advantage, or we're not, you know, you've obviously like cracked some sort of code to getting all this business, and they're all finding you through Pinterest. So yeah, let's dive in to Pinterest, and I just like I can't, I'm so excited to like just keep get going.
Absolutely.
So let's talk. So what should wedding photographers, how should they be using Pinterest?
So, we're all, well, most of us use Pinterest for personal use, and we're all so used to just jumping on there and like, pin, home decor, recipes, workout stuff. We're all used to the platform in that regard, but you have to come at it from a different angle when you're using it for business. So a lot of people jump into it and they think of it as this other social media platform like Facebook pages or Instagram where everything has to be color curated and posted at this specific time of day and be really engaging for people to comment. And what's so much of a relief about using Pinterest is that even though it's lumped in with this, social media group, it's more of a search engine than anything. So when you're using Pinterest for business, you feed it like you would feed a search engine. So like the SEO on your website. But fortunately, doing it through Pinterest is a lot easier than building up SEO on your website because a lot of the stuff that happens on Pinterest, they do it for you. So as long as you learn how to keyword your content appropriately to make it appeal towards a search engine, everything else kind of happens organically, which is, a nice change from making sure all the colors match and people are going to like and comment on your stuff.
Yeah, so do you think Pinterest is sort of like the new Google for brides?
I wouldn't even call it the new Google because people have been using Pinterest to plan their weddings for a really long time. But I feel like now, just in the last couple of years, with all the algorithms of these other platforms changing, people have now realized that Pinterest is a good place to market their business. So now people are jumping into it, but not really understanding how to use it. But it's once you get that system and that method down that you can use it in a way to where, couples are still using it to inspire themselves for their wedding, but it's also a way to generate leads for your own business just through brand awareness and driving that traffic that would exist anyway to your website instead of just keeping it on the Pinterest platform.
Yeah, I love that. It's such like a new sort of a new concept for me, like I always, you know, like Pinterest is like I go there, I'm like, oh, I'm redoing my bathroom. Like we're gonna be doing that in a few weeks. And I'm like, oh,
Right.
I'm gonna put all my home decor in there. And I just started like focusing more on just being about the photograph my photography and nobody else's, which I think is like really important. So I guess maybe you can explain like how using Pinterest for your personal versus for your business is important to finding new clients.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, we all use it for personal stuff. I've got my boards on there for Mission Hot Body with all my paleo recipes that I don't follow. And, that kind of stuff is, you can always use Pinterest for that still, but you want to keep that stuff on secret boards so that you're still pinning stuff for yourself. But when you're pinning stuff for business, you have to make the account all about your business and it all has to backlink to your website. So a lot of people, have heard of the term backlinking being really good for SEO. And that's why in the past a lot of photographers, have worked really hard to get on featured on websites and in publications. And that stuff is still really important, but you can build those backlinks really quickly when you're doing it on Pinterest because you have control over generating each individual backlink each time you get a photo on that platform. So when you're, putting your own content onto Pinterest for other people to pin, instead of just uploading this beautiful work that people can save to a board that they're going to look at and use for their wedding, it's really important to make sure that you're backlinking that photo To your website. And this isn't just for wedding photographers. So a lot of creative professionals have photos of their work, whether they're florists or, they make stationery and things like that. Everybody has these images, and you want those things to backlink to your website, but in a way that it's backlinking to something that will hold your potential clients' interest. So a big mistake that I see with people that are using Pinterest is they'll upload these beautiful photos, everything will backlink to their homepage. But what happens if this client finds your work and they click on the photo and then they're getting married on a beach or something, and they click on this beach photo, they click through to your website, they go to your homepage and they see a mountain, they're gonna leave. So the biggest thing is creating content on your website that backlinks to each section of photos, and we do that through blogging as wedding photographers, so that when they land on your website, it's relevant and they don't leave. So then they're inclined to contact you, but then that also tells Google that people are staying on your website for this specific content, and it boosts your ranking there as well. So it's this kind of SEO game. Google and Pinterest go hand in hand. So once you start performing well on Pinterest, you will start performing better on Google as well.
That's really interesting. I didn't even think about that. So I just, on a side note, like personally, like I moved my blog from Blogger to Squarespace this week, and I'm starting to repin all of my old wed my old work with my new address. So I guess like that would be helpful. You know what I mean? Like in Google's eyes, like everything's, and people searching for like who find me on Pinterest will go back to the website. Like everything will be in one spot. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. So once you start carrying that stuff over from your blog to Pinterest, people are searching for ideas for their wedding on Pinterest more frequently than they are on Google. So if your stuff starts popping up there, they're landing on your website in the long run anyway. So that will obviously boost your presence on Pinterest, but then it will boost it on Google as well. So it'll just go hand in hand, and you'll climb the ladder more quickly by integrating the two together instead of putting all of your eggs in one basket for, just Google or just Pinterest. You always want to make sure they're working together.
Yeah, no, that's great. So I guess, we talk about brides like still pinning and planning their wedding. Like, how do you think brides are using Pinterest to plan their wedding day? Like, what, how do they search, and sort of how can we optimize our stuff to be found?
Yeah, absolutely. So, couples use Pinterest through pretty much every stage of the wedding process, from what I've seen. Even before people get engaged, they're, pinning pictures of what they want their ring to look like. And then, when they get engaged, they've got boards for engagement sessions, and they look up, what they're going to wear for these engagement sessions. And then surrounding the wedding, it's like every little detail you can find content on Pinterest. So the invitations and the flowers and what they're going to do with their hair and their makeup. So the biggest thing, that we have to get out of our heads from these other social media platforms is, rather than having these engaging stories and captions attached to our photos, we want to attach these keywords that are relevant to what your client would be searching for. So, if you're pinning a photo from your blog of a bride and she's getting ready, or she's, already dressed and she's holding her bouquet, you put that photo on Pinterest from your blog, but then you describe it. So you say, she has an updo, she has a smoky eye, her wedding bouquet has peonies in it, and you just go in depth that way, so that when these couples are searching for these specific terms as inspiration for their own wedding, your content is what pops up instead of somebody else's.
I see. So you want to be more descriptive in your descriptions.
Exactly. Yeah. Because everybody's gut reaction, just because of how ingrained in us it is using it personally, we just go on there and go on our website and we're like, oh, pin, pin, pin. I've accomplished something today. My photos are there. They exist. But then they just sit there and they don't actually get these impressions, which for the people that don't know what impressions are, it's when you're on Instagram, your goal is to get likes and followers. When you're on Pinterest, your goal is to get impressions. So that just means that whatever caption or description you have attached to the photo is relevant enough to show up in a search term. So if it shows up when somebody types in a phrase and they scroll past it, they don't even have to click on it, that's considered an impression. So we
Really?
want to attach enough phrases to each of our photos that they're scrolled past consistently, because then they'll get more impressions, then you'll get more monthly viewers. That's what tells Pinterest your content is interesting and puts it above the feed, above other people's work. So then it starts showing up for more people.
That's really cool. I didn't know that. I didn't know that was how they, what an impression really was.
Yeah, so it's really similar to Google. So again, even though it's a social media platform, you just got to like throw everything you know about social media kind of out the window, and you really have to treat it like a search engine. And it's just like when you're trying to get your website to show up on Google, it's easier to compartmentalize that way, because you know that for Google, you have to show up for somebody typing in a specific phrase. Like, I'm in Colorado, so I want to show up under phrases like Colorado wedding photographer, but I also want to show up for, like, if a couple is searching a specific wedding venue, I want them to type in like the lodge at Breckenridge, for example, and I want to show up there as well. And when they hire their florist, I want them to type in the name of their florist and click on, Google Images, and I want them to see my work there as well. So you kind of compile all of these phrases that you know you would want to rank for on Google, and it's the same concept, but you just put those into the description on Pinterest so that your content shows up there, because they're searching things there more frequently than they are searching them on Google, because they have the ability to, create these boards to help them throughout the planning process.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I wanted to know, like, can you find out, like, can you figure out who likes your work on Pinterest?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a fun little trick with Pinterest, is that they have a lot of little tools built in where you can actually see who's pinning your content. So they have what's called the activity section, and that's where, if anybody right now goes to their own Pinterest account and they look at, the section under overview where it says pins and boards and it's all sectioned out, there's a little section there that says activity. And that will actually show you a list of your own pins that other people have pinned from your website. So that's always a nice place to start, because you can see that somebody pinned it and it shows what their account name is on Pinterest. Most people actually signed up for Pinterest using Facebook. So a lot of times their name on Pinterest is just their first and last name. So this is where it gets a little kind of tricky, because we're talking about staying away from social media, but people just, since Pinterest is not social media, people don't really interact there.
Yeah.
So what you can do is plug their name from that activity section into something like Instagram, because it's a little less creepy than finding someone on Facebook. And you can find them on Instagram, and it's, pretty easy to figure out right away whether or not that person is still engaged, or if they're planning a wedding, because a lot of people will throw up a ring picture, hashtag fiance, he put a ring on it, stuff like that. And then you can just start interacting with them on that platform. So that's one of the ways. But Pinterest also has this incredible email notification system. And everybody's instinct when they use these platforms is, oh my gosh, I'm going to turn off this email notification. I have enough emails. There's enough, spam, junk in my inbox, whatever. But I leave all of my email notifications for Pinterest turned on. And then I just set up a rule to filter these emails into a different folder, because each time somebody saves one of your pins on Pinterest, rather than saving it from your website, it actually sends you an email and it says, your pin is a hit, your pin, whatever. And then it'll show you your picture. And then it'll say was saved to the following boards. And then you can tell again pretty immediately whether this is a board that's related to a wedding, because usually it says, the word wedding or I
Right,
do,
yeah.
or sometimes couples even put their date on there, which is really nice. But then it shows you their first and last name. So I make a list of these couples' names from these email notifications, and I look them up on Instagram. And if their page isn't private, I follow them, and I just start trying to interact with their photos and their stories, and just start building that relationship.
Did they ever ask, like, how you found them?
So far, nobody has. I feel like that would be a pretty weird conversation, but I
Yeah.
have had, I've had the little awkward moment where one of my couples, they were like, "We're so glad we found you." And I'm like, "Ooh, me too, but I actually found you first. You just don't know that." Yeah.
I mean, that's such a good tip because they obviously, one, like your work. Two, they're pinning it, so they might not know who you are because I feel like in Pinterest you just like maybe they like haphazardly pin, you know what I mean? You're like, oh yeah, that looks good. So you don't really know who the photographer might be. So when you come into their feed or you're interacting, like they're gonna start like two and two together, like, oh, that's the photo I love, and this is the photographer they're talking to. And I mean, is that how like people like have found you and booked you and like you've like skyrocketed your business?
Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest thing with using Pinterest is, generating these leads is getting people to land on my website. So once people leave Pinterest and get over to your website, that's when it really starts building, not only because it boosts your ranking on Google, but because once they're there, if they're captivated enough, they're going to stay there and then they're going to move around other sections of your website. And, the goal hopefully is to have them reach out to you. So that's been kind of the story for me as well. Like I really just started pouring myself into this a little over a year ago, and it started out, kind of slow. I was, getting impressions and getting really excited over like 50 impressions. I'm like, wow, 50 people saw my photo. But it wasn't until I started getting impressions in the thousands where I started really seeing that impact. So, 1,000 people might see this photo on Pinterest, but out of that 1,000, maybe 10 of those people land on your website. And then out of those 10, maybe one or two people end up inquiring with you. So the conversion margins are really wide. But if you get enough impressions, it doesn't matter because you might be in the tens of thousands, but that's still multiple inquiries. So I'm getting, some days I wake up and I have five inquiries. I've had days where I woke up and I had almost 20 inquiries for elopements or weddings, and all of them came through, from that Pinterest platform.
Oh my God, that's incredible. That's so cool.
It's
Love
kind of
it.
wild. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
no, it's
overwhelming, but that's why, having your brand on your website is on point, because once people get there, you want to make sure that the ones that end up reaching out to you are, your ideal client.
Yeah, exactly. So I know we've like kind of mentioned this, like you've been doing this for about a year and you've got this system, but I know that you also do mentoring, right? So like people who are listening and whose minds you're blowing, you're like, oh my gosh, like can you explain like how you help people with their Pinterest like on a one-on-one?
Yeah, absolutely. So I always joke with my mentoring students that way early on in my photography career, this was back when I went to college in 2010. I actually went to college for elementary education. So I really learned how to explain things to people like they're five, which for such a complex system like SEO and Pinterest, it's really helpful to break it down to people like they're five and explain all of the different pieces that go into it. So I started offering these one-on-one mentoring sessions, and what we do is we just work together and I hold your hand and walk you through every step of, scrapping what you have on Pinterest now and starting over the right way. So building your boards and knowing how to keyword your images and teaching you about blogging correctly for SEO, since it's weird to link them together, but the SERP for Google and Pinterest is the same. So a lot of the work that we do for Pinterest actually happens on the back end of your website for Google as well, which is where, it's helpful to have that one-on-one attention to understand like where that information is, how you add it in, and how you market it to people correctly.
Yeah, and do people give you pushback for deleting their whole account?
Oh, all the time. All the time. They're like, my recipes. And I'm like, how often have you made those blueberry
Never,
muffins? Please tell
never.
me.
Yeah.
Did you actually turn your living room into like a boho pied-à-terre or
So funny. I know, I feel like Pinterest sometimes I'm like, this looks so good and so fattening, but I'm totally pinning it because like
always.
my stomach will be full from the pin, I swear.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can still have that stuff. Like, I have my secret boards on my Pinterest account where I still put my recipes and, paint colors and stuff like that. But anything kind of, I'm going to say customer facing, that's the easiest term to describe it. Anything that other people are going to stumble across on your account, really needs to be linked to you and your business. That's something that I meant to touch base on before. Now that there's all these kind of resources coming out in the education space about Pinterest, there's a lot of things out there that, still tell you to keep pinning that content. There's a really popular rule floating around called the 80-20 rule. And, these are things that inflate your numbers on Pinterest. You see this like high number of monthly viewers and it makes you feel really confident, but then at the end of the day, you're not getting the inquiries from it. And my goal with using this platform and teaching it to other people isn't to inflate your numbers and make you look famous or like an influencer or anything like that. It's to generate leads because at the end of the day, like as wedding professionals, that's what we need to do because that's our bread and butter. We need to make money to be able to stay in the industry.
Yeah, no, that's what, wait, what is the 80-20 rule? Is that kind of like Gary Vee's 180 rule?
Kind of. So I, not naming names of the other
Oh, you don't
resources that
have
are
to, yeah.
out there, but there's a method where people will pin 80% of their own content and then 20% of content that's third party. So basically anything that doesn't belong to them. So they'll have 80% of their own weddings, but then they'll have boards that say, flower inspiration, and then they'll pin a bunch of pictures of flowers that don't belong to them or backlink to their own website. So
I see.
those things still gain impressions attached to your name. So all of a sudden you'll have, 80,000 monthly viewers on your Pinterest. But then when you dig into it, you'll realize that 70,000 of those monthly viewers are viewing pins of flowers that backlink to other people's website.
I
And
see.
the stuff that backlinks to your own website is just getting buried. And by doing that, you're telling Pinterest that your content isn't as interesting as this other stuff. So you're actually hurting yourself when you're pinning content that doesn't belong to you. Even though your numbers look better, it steers people away from landing on your website, which is the only way to convert somebody from Pinterest to a lead is by getting them on your website.
Yeah, no, I really, it's so great to hear that because I feel like the whole point I started this podcast is to give people real, tangible, actionable items and advice. And like that is like my whole philosophy because I personally am so tired of people selling things like that don't work or aren't good or, they're just like basically taking money from people, the things that don't really matter. So it's really good to hear that like, and you are the proof in the pudding, and I'm sure you have a bunch of, mentees that are doing fantastic. Like, your method, which obviously is different, but it works because you're right. Like, if you don't make money, you're not in business. Like, you just have a hobby.
Exactly. Yeah, so far, knock on wood, I haven't had any negative feedback, and I've done over 90 one-on-one mentoring sessions now just in the last year. And everybody that has put the work in has seen something good come out of it. So that's the thing, with this platform is there are action items and there are a lot of them. So as long as you're willing to put the work in, you'll get something back out of it.
So how can people book you? Like, how are you accepting new clients?
I am, yeah. So after having a very full wait list for a very long time, I finally have worked my way through it. And I am accepting new mentoring students for March and April. I have a website for it. It's actually just attached to my wedding website, but it's cheriedavenport.com/mentoring. And I know that's kind of a mouthful, so we can probably put it in the show notes.
Yeah, I'll put all the information in the show notes so everybody can find you.
Yeah,
Oh, that's
awesome.
great. And then
But
how many people do you take on a month? Or is just you have like a, how many spots?
so right now, I believe I have 7 spaces available between March and April. I still shoot weddings full time. The beauty of using Pinterest is that since it actually works, I do have a full time wedding schedule. I shot 64 weddings last year, and I've got, I think I'm at 49 on the books for 2019. So I don't take on mentoring students in June, July, or August. So
Okay.
between March and April, and then I think I have two spaces left at the beginning of May. I do have one-on-one mentoring spaces, but I also have options where my team can do it for you. So I've hired a kind of a, I wouldn't really call my team a virtual assistant, more of kind of an admin, but I've trained them how to use this method that I teach other people. And so now for everybody else that has busy wedding seasons as well, we can set up your Pinterest account for you, we can blog for you, and we can get that all running like a well-oiled machine once wedding season gets here so that, you know, everybody can continue using this platform to market.
Oh, that's awesome. So you offer that to, oh, that's so cool. I didn't
I
know that.
do, yeah. I actually started offering that in February, so just recently, because I had a lot of mentoring students that want to do this but don't really have the time because some people, just like I was, they're still working in corporate America and they don't have the time to commit to putting this stuff together, but they know that in the end, you know, wedding photography and being in the wedding industry is their passion, so they hire it out and we set it up for them and get it all running.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so neat. Oh, Cherie, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much. I think people are going to have to listen to this twice because it was a lot of information, but it's really, really helpful and really good. And I can't thank you enough. So thank you so much for being
Yeah,
here.
Danae, thank you so much for having me. This was really exciting, and I really hope people start using this platform because I just can't stress enough how much this changed my business. Like it was really the deciding factor in me being able to leave my corporate job. And I did, you know, I was in corporate America while working a full-time wedding schedule and still couldn't make ends meet until I just stumbled across this platform and started using it for business. So I hope to hear more success stories like that from other people too.
Yeah, it's really inspiring. Thank you so much. And I will put all of Cherie's information in the show notes so you guys can pop over to her website, say hi to her on Instagram, and also follow her Pinterest, of course. So thank you again, Cherie. We'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
That's it, you guys. I hope you loved today's show. I want to give a huge shout out and a big thank you to Cherie for taking the time to chat with us today. It was so much fun and I learned so much. I literally deleted my entire Pinterest and I'm starting over. So I'm sure I can't wait to hear what you guys take away from this and how it works for you. So I put all the information in the show notes so you can contact Cherie. You can find out more about her mentoring and you guys can say hi to her over on Instagram. And don't forget to follow her Pinterest. So, thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to share our next cup of tea together.